Hello.
Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Aya. May I please have your zip code?
Pardon, who are you with?
You've reached a call center. I'd have to locate an account to know who you signed up with. May I have your zip code?
I don't know who you're with.
I'm issuing a return call back. This is a call. I work for a call center.
Okay.
Did you request
and
a call
is your
today?
Number, is your number 855-452-9094?
I don't know, ma'am. You've reached a call center. I'd have to locate an account.
What type of product do you sell?
You've reached a third-party call center. We handle over 400 different services. I would have to locate an account in order to help you.
Okay, that's what I need. I need to find out what product you are selling. I see this on my bill, and I do not recognize the name. My zip code is 83501.
Your name?
Barbara Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
And for security, would you confirm the address, Barbara?
3526 10th Street, Lewiston, Idaho, 83501.
Got it. Thank you. So I show that this was a sweepstakes entry for the tablet with the renewal each month.
With a tablet?
Yes, ma'am.
I have never ordered a tablet. I don't know how to use one. And I did not order it, so I will be calling our institutional financial statement to tell them to remove both of those charges because I don't know anything about a tablet. I have not received anything. One charge is for $7.95. Another charge is for $54.97.
So the $7.95 was an entry for a sweepstakes drawing, and it was for a tablet with our company, the Discount Shopping Store, and you get the $125 voucher on the monthly discount for our store. Let's see. What I'm going to go ahead and do is get the account canceled since you are stating you did not initiate this.
I have not received anything either. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was sent electronically to the email address brjr2@outlook.com.
That's my email.
Yes, ma'am. What I can
do. I don't know anything about it, so I am going to be calling them immediately because I did not order anything like that.
I do understand. Now, what's going to happen is we do turn over the information that we have for this, and I do have to advise you, ma'am, that the information all matches what you verified for me. See, what I can do is get the account canceled and issue a courtesy 50% refund regarding the misunderstanding.
No, it won't be a 50%. It will be the complete thing because I did not order it and I have no idea about a tablet.
Okay, please hold. Okay, ma'am. So since you're stating you didn't initiate this, what I've done is went ahead and refunded the account for you. It does require 3 to 5 business days. But do you have
all
further
right,
questions?
Yes, I want a cancellation number.
C is in Charlie, 258-831.
258, excuse me, C258.
Mm-hmm.
What is the rest of it?
831-600.
31-600. So I have 258-31600. Is that correct?
Correct. Any further questions?
No, but I will be calling our institution to tell them that those were not valid charges at all. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye.